Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S.-backed Iraqi forces fighting the Islamic State in western Mosul have as a key objective to capture a bridge over the Tigris River linking the city's eastern and western sectors. A capture would make it easier to reinforce the assault force with troops and supplies from the east, which was secured in January. James Jeffrey, a distinguished fellow at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy, tells VOA the latest objective, the offensive, is making great progress.
This is going better than expected, but it often happens in a major battle that at some point, particularly if you're besieged and you're under constant air attack, the other side begins to crack. And the other thing is they start thinking seriously about, can they withdraw and fight another day?
The offensive in western Mosul, home to an estimated 750,000 civilians, was launched a week ago. Meantime, thousands are fleeing their homes, and the UN Refugee Agency has said it's focusing its efforts on building new camps to house the displaced. Mosul's capture would end the Islamic State control of a major urban area in Iraqi, a city where is declared a caliphate in 2014. UN peacekeeping mission MINUSCA has carried out airstrikes in the Central African Republic against what he called heavily armed fighters advancing on the city of Bambari. About 40 fighters from the Popular Front for the Renaissance of Central African Republic were said to be armed with assault rifles and rocket-propelled grenades and were preparing an attack. The FPRC has been battling with rival militia. This is VOA News.